The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
You know, there's some things I think we should maybe not trust to the government, because we know government, you know, often doesn't get stuff right.
Well, I would say there's a lot of things, but let's go with some.
Well, I have a new thing we shouldn't trust the government with at the top of my list.
Okay.
Yeah, protecting the species from imminent destruction.
Okay, yeah.
Probably not wanting that in public hands, maybe. Private hands would be better.
Well, I like to think it's in God's hands, but anyway.
Well, something is strange has been happening with asteroids. We seem to be going into like this weird asteroid storm or something.
Speaking of God's hands, yeah.
Yeah, he seems to be throwing rocks at us. I'm not sure what that means. But anyway, or somebody does. So anyway, we just discovered 2 days ago that last month an asteroid hit, plunged through the Earth's atmosphere just hours after being detected and managed to somehow circumvent our impact monitoring systems during its approach to our planet. This is the third time this has happened so far in 2024.
Yeah.
And that's very alarming. And what these asteroids are doing, one of the reasons it's happening is because there's, for whatever reason, more of them coming at us right now than normal. But there's like, we have this asteroid monitoring system, right? And think about it like two plates bumped up against each other on your dinner table, like, but there's still going to be that little space in between. When stuff goes through that space in between, we don't see it very well. Or apparently we don't really see it until, hey, did that hit?
Yeah.
Yeah, which is not really good if it's headed towards, say, New York. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
City or something like that. Now, thankfully, these two asteroids both burned out over the ocean and crashed. So not a big deal, but it could be. So who messed up? Mm-hmm. Who missed this?
Yeah.
This is the Asteroid Terrestrial Impact Last Alert System. Last alert system. There, see that?
Yeah.
Last alert system. So as in there's not another system to alert us to get out of the way, right?
Yeah.
Which we still theoretically could do if we could detect it early enough, right? Well, it's in Hawaii, but it's operated by the European government, the European Union.
Go figure that.
So it's actually the European Space Agency, but yeah.
Yeah, the ESA.
Yeah, their Near Earth Object Coordination Center. So, you know, I'm thinking maybe not depending on these people anymore. I know Elon Musk is busy.
I was just fixing to say.
I know, but
sounds like a job for Elon.
He's the only one I trust. I mean, and now that we have Trump, maybe we could get him a government contract for this, because I just want to live. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's thing number one.
Yeah.
I just want to live. So this is becoming a problem, and they're saying, again, it's part of it is just the sheer number that are suddenly, you know, heading toward us, and the fact that there is this flaw in the system. So, you know.
Well, there's no system that is going to be perfect. Not that I'm defending this.
Yeah.
I'm just simply saying there's no system that's going to be perfect, but we can certainly do a better job.
One of the other ones exploded over the Philippines on September 4th. You should see the imagery. It's quite spectacular. And the other one over Germany, they ended up not being too huge, but they're seeing a bigger asteroid, if it did take that path, could slip right through there. And then we don't know till it rains down on our heads. So, you know, if Elon could get on it in his spare time when he's not like saving free speech, keep, you know, protecting the world from totalitarian takeover and, you know, going to space.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
If he has any time left.
Yeah, just a, you know, maybe a side job. A little side hustle for him.
I know.
Save
you
the
know,
planet.
The funniest thing is like saving free speech for the world and Twitter is like is like his, that's like his hobby.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be a full-time job for the rest of us. So But anyway.
Now if they could just get that autonomous driving thing fixed on those Teslas.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Then maybe.
And the little problem with seawater in Teslas, that'd be cool too.
Well,
but
I mean,
hey,
that's indicative of battery electric vehicles, period.
Yeah.
No matter what the brand, yeah.
So, anyway. So all that is going on. And we meanwhile have this whole situation with the deep state. And I'm genuinely worried about Trump because people aren't even talking about this. And there was a great investigative piece in Real Clear Investigations. They do a fantastic job. And there's been new whistleblowers coming forward, Lee, to say that the Secret Service lack of protection of Trump, where even the most basic things aren't done or secured, that led to the Butler situation and the golf course situation, is still ongoing and was ongoing even in the days up to the election.
Well, speaking of something that shouldn't be left up to government hands.
Exactly. And so, you know, one of the things I want to put in circulation, this idea, I think at this point, we can't trust the Secret Service anymore. They have told us repeatedly that they have fortified this. They haven't. They've lied to Congress about it. Trump was still at risk in the days up to the election. I'm assuming he still is now. What we need to begin to do is just, until we get to straighten out, Republicans in Congress, when they come back in December, they need to give him a block grant for his protection. Let him hire private. Just drop $30 million on him. Let him hire private. And we'll start firing at the Secret Service when we get back. Because remember that whistleblower who wrote that email? He sent it to a large swath of the Secret Service, seeing that Donald Trump we're going to have a new assassination attempt every 30 days or so until five people are fired. One of them was Kimberly Cheadle. She's gone. Her successor, Ron Rowe, was the second one on the list. And he said, Trump is not going to be safe till these people are gone from the top of this agency. So, you know, we're looking at this reform of the deep state, Lee, and we really want it for justice. And we want it for, you know, so that America can continue on and be normal. But we need it fast so Trump will survive.
Yeah.
These people do not mess around. And the fact that the Secret Service is still doing this, is still unsecuring and insecuring these rallies. And think about how deliberate it was with the Secret Service. Remember, we found out going into the election, too, that they had been blocking inspectors general from going to certain Trump events, but not others. And these inspector general, Congress appointed them. They're inside federal agencies. And what they do is they're supposed to monitor those agencies for fraud, corruption, you know, incompetence. And they were being physically blocked from going to Trump events. Some of them.
Sounds like they were very busy, or should have been, during the Biden administration.
They should have been, but, you know, I don't know.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from The Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And I got to tell you, Trump really has a limited window here. He's got to go in and he's got to clean out these agencies. He's going to have to do it fast. He doesn't have 8 years. We don't have time for the J.D. Vance term, because let me tell you what, Trump's done in 4 years. All that lawfare is going to start again.
Yeah.
They will make sure he dies in prison. He may have immunity now because he's president, but they will come for him like the hounds of hell. He has to crush him. He has to crush them first. And this is a war of attrition. Either he's going to outlast him or they're going to outlast him. And we don't have time to be messing with John Thune as majority leader and playing games with him. He is a deep stater. He's an open borders guy. He's a Bush guy. He's a hack. And he is going to be standing in the way of the Trump agenda. And we have till Wednesday to fix this mess. So,
no pressure.
Yeah, no pressure. And this is Mitch McConnell, his final act of war against Donald Trump, moving these leadership elections up and doing it in secret. And so what we need to do is this morning, again, text keyword Senate to our text line 71307. Call, because we've already filled up their voicemails, call the offices of Tim Scott and Lindsey Graham. Apparently, they've got you blocked on email where you can only choose certain topics. So we're going to have to call. And I wouldn't ask you to do anything I'm not going to do. When I leave here on the way home, I'm going to call both offices and let them know how I feel and that I want Tim Scott and Lindsey Graham to come out and publicly endorse Rick Scott so we know how they're voting. And I want them to take a position. And if they do not take a position and do not endorse Rick Scott, I am going to assume that they are voting for John Thune or John Cornyn or both.
Why are we having elections for this before the new members are seated?
Well, normally we wouldn't, but Mitch McConnell, in what Tucker Carlson correctly, I think, identified as a coup, is moved them up. And the reason for that, I think, was to get them done before our side could react and scramble and get everybody in order.
I mean, and I sort of already know the answer, but you still have to question that. It's like, how are you getting away with this, that we're having elections for leadership under the next Senate seating before the new senators are seated?
And normally we wouldn't, but this is to undercut the American people, to undercut MAGA and hold on to what little power this evil globalist cabal still has. And it's not a lot of power, but they're determined to hold on to it. Let me tell you, they can really mess up the Trump presidency if John Thune is who.
There are going to be so many obstacles for Donald Trump.
There will be. This is just the first
because
one.
This is coming from within his own party.
Mm-hmm.
There will still be plenty of obstacles. Democrats haven't even got started yet. And I'm a little bit surprised and a little concerned that we haven't seen more of an overt effort to oppose what's fixing to happen. I'm just a little concerned that they're being quiet about it right now.
You know what I think part of that is? Normally they are extremely organized. They figured correctly, how is the guy going to make it through five cases in four liberal jurisdictions with entirely liberal juries? He's supposed to be in prison right now. And he should be. I mean, it's just really weird sets of coincidences and strange things that have blocked each one of these cases. It's not because Trump was a good guy and beat them. He wasn't going to beat them because these were liberal juries. This was kangaroo court stuff. In fact, and you saw the evidence of that with the first conviction, the 34 felonies, right? And so they didn't really have a backup plan, I think, beyond insecuring and unsecuring his rallies and just hoping for the best. So, which apparently that's a plan they're still on, according to Charles Grassley's, Senator Grassley's latest crew of whistleblowers who are again trying to keep Trump alive. We still have these whistleblowers coming out of these. So there's still some good people in these agencies coming out of these agencies and warning, nope, Trump is still in danger. They are still leaving critical security points unmanned, and he's in trouble. So, I mean, folks, we got to get him to inauguration alive. And we've got to get John Cornyn and John Thune out of the way. These are open borders globalists. Let me give you a headline just from Breitbart on John Cornyn. Headline, Senator Cornyn hints at amnesty pro-migration deal with Democrats. That's who he is. He's an open borders hack. We don't have time to play games with these people. They lost. They lost bigly, and they need to be out of power. So text keyword Senate to the text line 71307. So what we want an endorsement from Senators Graham and Scott of Rick Scott. We want an endorsement of Scott. If you do not endorse Scott, we will assume you're voting for the enemy. We're watching now. You're not going to get away. Don't think you can go sneak around in the dark because it's a secret ballot, which is ridiculous, by the way. You two need to do the right thing. Come on. You guys have told us, both Senators Scott and Graham, you've told us you're Trump supporters. Now make good on that.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.